generating in the oil fields there at this moment, trying to get that over to Lopez.
Right.
He's actually going to call us over.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Thursday, March 21st, 2013 edition of the Zone 3 Flood Control and Water Conservation District. Can we get a roll call, please?
Yes, Member Vardis.
Here.
Member Angelo.
Here.
Member Gehring.
Here.
Member Bright.
Here.
Member Wallace.
Here.
Member Talley.
Here.
Chairwoman Ray.
Here. That takes us to item two, the public comment. This is the opportunity for members of the public to address the committee on items that are not on the agenda. Would anybody like to come forward and speak on something that is not on tonight's agenda? Okay, seeing no one, let's go on to meeting minutes of January 17th, 2013. Anybody have any revisions?
No, I read them, but I didn't have any comments.
Now I move approval.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Abstention.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And one abstention. That takes us to item four, the operations report. And John, are you going to be giving that one?
No, I won't. Mr. Craig Klessler will.
Oh, there you are. I can't see that far.
Good evening, everybody.
I'll just roll both of these items into just a talk here. So the current lake elevation is 507.81 feet. Storage acre feet, 36,934. Percent capacity, 75%. Rainfall to date was 10.4 inches. Plant production is 3.25 million gallons a day. Filter turbidity, 0.01 to 0.02. Terminal reservoir visibility is 8 feet. Downstream release to the creek is 3.9. State water is 2.4 MGD.
Thank you. Any questions? Well, that was easy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then on the sorry to interrupt, but the next page of that agenda item is the precipitation projections. And this is something I provide during the winter rain season. And unfortunately, as you can see, for April, May, June, the projection for our central coast is below normal rainfall, which we've definitely experienced this season. So that's my report on precipitation forecast. Hopefully they're wrong.
I wish you had a different report.
My apologies.
That takes us to item 5, which is going to send us to item 10, so I presume we won't talk about this here and go straight on to item 6.
That's up to you. We can skip it right now if you don't mind.
Why don't we do that? Mm-hmm. So item 6 is information items with the HCP status report and the flood control zone 11A update.
Yeah, and I'm going to give that report today. Mark Hutchinson from our environmental division is not here. It's a very limited report. Basically, we've been in discussions with Stetson engineers on their water availability analysis, the draft report, and just ongoing discussions with them in that draft report. Simultaneously, we're still working with H.T. Harvey and Associates on work efforts on the HCP that they can do that aren't dependent on the final water availability analysis. So we're working through both of those work efforts and anticipate that Mark will have a longer update for you at our next meeting.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? John?
John, I had a question on the H.T. Harvey's analysis and looking at the definition of covered activities mm-hmm. on the second page there. On the first part, you're basically saying they're going to begin the definition of covered activities with a simple statement, operation maintenance of the Lopez Water Project. And we've talked from time to time about how storing water in the reservoir maybe should be excluded from the HCP, but they show that item as a bullet point there. And I didn't know if that was going to be included or was there going to be further discussion about maybe that should be in or out.
Well, I believe it's still in discussions, and that's something that's ongoing with Mark and his work with the TAC.
Yeah.
So I'll make sure I'll bring it up to him that the advisory committee is pointing out the storage of water in the reservoir.
I thought we were trying to avoid that, including that part of the whole system within that larger HCP?
I'll have that discussion with Mark and have him address it at the next meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
Chris? Yeah, just a follow-up question to Mr. Wallace's question in regards to storing in the water being a covered activity. Has there been ongoing discussions with NIMS previously about that topic?
Not to my knowledge, but I don't partake in those discussions.
The part that I remember in addressing that is that from probably the TAC committee meetings where it was discussed whether or not the from the dam upstream except for the creek upstream would maybe be excluded from the HCP. But if I don't understand that, you can maybe look into it next time. Jim, do you remember anything about that?
I don't.
Okay. I had one further comment. I thought from the most recent TAC meeting that we might have a discussion item tonight about the spillway raising project, but I don't see that on the agenda as to the cost and effective storage that would result from it.
Was that direction from the TAC to have it at this meeting?
Or I don't believe so, John. I think it was just maybe the expectation that maybe that was going to be coming to the advisory committee this time.
Okay, I'll follow up with.
Okay, thank you.
And Jim?
I'm wondering, with Stetson Engineers, have we reached a point where we're having some difficulty in getting them to move forward in the direction we want to go, or is that a leap on my part?
No, I think we're okay with their responsiveness and work performance. It's just working through the issues of the first draft of the water availability analysis.
What's the timing on getting another draft?
It's uncertain because we're still going through the back and forth of question answers with them.
Got a ballpark guess of when that's going to come to fruition?
No, I don't. I think it's anticipated in the next few months we'll have more certainty where we're headed with them.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That was my question, too. Anyone else?
Mine as well.
Karen?
Yeah, I have another question. I guess.
Could you borrow the microphone? I'm sorry.
I guess this is history for me. With a Stetson, so as I understand it, we don't have a problem, I guess, as far as their performance, but do we know what the contract stipulation is with Stetson? I mean, do we have a performance, any kind of performance indicators or like that for them, do you know?
Oh. Yeah, I don't know the specifics of their contract. I believe they've been around for quite a while. Even they predate me here as a staff member representing the advisory committee. And I believe they're actually a sub of another business that was the original environmental consultant working on the HCP. And so we're actually looking at their contract as well, and for the bigger work effort, initiating a new contract possibly.
Is it possible I could get a copy of their contract that they have right now, Stetson? They have some sort of contract.
Yeah, I can email that to the committee.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay, and that brings us to B, which we haven't talked about. Does anybody have questions about the flood control zone 118 update? It's usually there for our information only. Okay, then let's move on to item 7. This is the capital projects update.
And I have some PowerPoint photos for you for that project. And I'll just add real fast on the last item that the CDP was unanimously approved by the Planning Commission for the flooding in Zone 11A.
That was for the Oceano project?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to walk you through a couple photos of the projects we have completed, actually, in Zone 3. This is one I've discussed a couple times. This was the below-ground inlet valve for water from the reservoir that was in a pretty confined space in this vault. And what we did was we built it above ground and have been able to put a SCADA system on it. And it's much more user-friendly now for maintenance and obviously not as rusted as the old one. So we're really happy with this project. It came in about $40,000 under budget because we thought we were going to have to hardwire that building, and the SCADA system and operating it remotely was actually a little bit cheaper.
This
$40,000, yes. This project I've also discussed quite a bit is the chemical containment at the water treatment plant, and it's for the purpose of when we get truck deliveries of chemicals, we have a safe spot for them to unload and not have any sort of spills go into the creek or any of our other water resources. What they can do, there's two areas where they'll deliver the chemicals. This is one, and they can now pull behind the speed bump, and the flows go this way towards this drain. They can also park up here, and there's a little channel here that leads to this drain, which is right here. So these two drains flow down to this storage tank. So if there is any spill whatsoever, it's completely contained by these drains and into this tank. Nice little feature, saves us quite a bit of time as well, because staff used to have to go out there and pull the protective barriers around the truck and do some additional work before they could unload the truck. That was about $10,000 over budget due to some utility conflicts that were unforeseen before construction started. And this is a new project that we're working on right now. It's on Lopez Drive. Excuse me. And what it is there's a 24-inch butterfly valve here. This is a 33-inch section of pipeline. This is a 33-inch section of pipeline. So it goes down to this valve, which was determined either the buildup, the scaling buildup, or this valve to be a capacity restriction. And we never used this valve, so it's being removed and replaced with just 33-inch pipeline. The nice thing about this is this section of pipeline is scheduled for pigging in the future, and when we cut into it, we'll be able to see if there actually is the buildup in there and if the pigging is necessary. And or if it was the broken valve that was causing the flow restrictions there. When that's analyzed, utility staff is going to take that to the TAC and determine if some sort of another flow analysis should be done to determine if pigging's even warranted on this section of pipeline.
Thank you.
No problem. Just an update on Prop 50 funds that we applied for the various projects. Still no word from Department of Water Resources on if we've been awarded those funds yet. That ends my report.
I had a question on the chemical spill pipelines and so forth that were installed, and perhaps Mr. Kessler might be the best to answer that. How do you manage that system when it's raining?
I can answer that.
Okay.
If you can call that up again. And correct me if I'm wrong, Craig, but there's two valves here, and this flows to the stormwater facilities, so these can collect rainwater and then flow to the appropriate stormwater facility. When the trucks come, this valve's shut, this valve's open, and that flows to this tank here.
And you don't plan to have deliveries when it's raining?
Well, we will, but during the time that they're at the staging area,
like the rainwater,
there'll be a limited amount of rainwater that goes into the system.
Right.
Yeah, and that's how our SOP is written. The valve on the left right there, it's always open. And so what we'll do is, and the other one's always closed, so we'll close the one that's already always opened, leave the other one closed, and then if there is a spill, we'll close that left valve. open the other one, drain everything to the tank. Just so you don't put rainwater down into the tank.
All right, thank you.
Craig, are they marked?
Yeah, they're marked. They're going to be marked here in the street, but in our SOP they're marked. So as someone we can understand.
I have a quick question for you, John. The staff report says that the chemical containment project is anticipated to be completed by the end of February. I presume it's complete.
No, and I'm glad you pointed that out. That was inadvertently scanned in the packet. That was last meeting's staff report. I apologize for that. So ignore what was written there. My verbal report is the accurate.
So it is not finished?
Which one?
It is finished.
It is finished.
Okay, that's
yes,
what I thought.
Yes, both of those are finished.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay, then let's move on to, we have action items with no BOS action required. We don't have any of those tonight, so that takes us to item 9, which is the action items that does require BOS action, and this is the endorsement of the 2013-2014 budget.
Good evening, Jenny Brennett, County Public Works. Tonight I will be presenting,
thank you,
the 13-14 budget. Do the process, go through the overview, and have some questions and answers. So let me start. See, the first part, we'll start with January 2013, distributed to the advisory committee. February, we met with technical and finance committee. In March 2013, which is today, we're looking for the advisory committee to endorse the budget. And on June 2013, it would go for it'd go to the board for Board of Supervisors for approval. Just an overview. As you can see, the contractor billings have gone down. What we budgeted versus what is actual is there's been a decrease. So overall, the O&M has decreased by 6.83, and that is due to the deputy director position that continues to remain unfilled, and the North and South County Water System Superintendent positions have been consolidated into one position. Debt service will remain the same within the next 20 years, or unless we refinance. Capital outlay, negative 8.99, and that's been consistent with what we've with the funding targets that we've had throughout the years. However, this year, as John stated in the Prop 50 grants, we've applied for that, and these projects are conditional upon the approval of grants. And as John stated, we still don't have the final approval from the state. And see, 13-14 billings are less than projected in the five-year estimates that we gave to your finance committee in April of 2012. I'm in the process of working one for that will be ready to hand out in next month. So it'll be an updated five-year plan. So this year we decided to do a total labor hours. We went back from 2004-05 to present, and as you can see, in 2007-08 is what it was. There was the spike because of the water treatment plant, and it's leveled off. So what we're hoping is that it remains pretty much at 2013 estimated at about 21,000 hours, and that made up of utilities division, water quality lab. And let me see, construction, roads, design, admin, and environmental. That's what the other section is. So that's where we're at with that. And I think, let's see, I have copies. I brought a copy, I should say, but I have them available. So if you'd like them emailed to you, I'd be happy to email you copies of that spreadsheet. So today, a recommended action is that your committee endorse the 13-14 budget. And the end. And any questions?
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Jim?
I'm wondering, unless I'm misreading this, there's a bit of a surplus in this budget. And did the finance directors give you any direction as to what they wanted to do with that?
No. I have to say I wasn't in that meeting, but I usually get an update, and there was no mention of
I just wonder
what they
if
wanted
the
to do with
agencies
it.
Would rather have the money back instead of.
And that's what we've done. We've done that in the past. We've given refunds every year.
So what's the plan this year?
Hopefully to do the same. That's the plan. So, and if it's consistent the way it's been, there should be some refund. Any specific dollar amount, I don't know.
Those refunds come in January, is that correct?
They come in January, right, because the books close in June 2013, and we have to do our reconciliations. So usually they're done by November 15th, November 20th, but they do show up on the January 1 payment.
Okay, so thank you.
Any other questions?
Mm-hmm.
Karen?
Yes, please. When we reviewed this at our council meeting, there was a question regarding the M&O overrun. Thank you. There was a question at our council meeting regarding the M&O overrun, the billable non-routine O&M expenditures that were up. I think mainly, due to the pigging project. The question was, do you expect the same overspend for the next round of cleaning?
That I don't have an answer for you. The numbers we get are from utilities, so that's a question I'd have to defer to them.
Okay. All right. Then in the staff report, the other question was, it says that the second phase of the project is budgeted in the fiscal year 13-14 with an estimated completion date of March 2016. Is that all phases or just the second phase?
No, that's all phases.
So third phase will be done. It'll be done in 16.
16.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Any other questions? John?
Jenny had a couple of questions. Mm-hmm. In your labor hours graph there, and you listed off the things that were incorporated within the labor hours, why would you have road design hours incorporated into the operation of the reservoir and the water treatment plant?
That was overall, John. That was for flood control zone 3, not specific to the water treatment plant. It's just the total hours that were charged to flood control zone 3, not just specific to the water treatment plant. It was any work that's been done at Lopez or flood control zone 3.
So I'm presuming that if the county did some work on roads leading to the reservoir or associated with the water treatment plant, that would be your labor hours that you're talking about?
Yes.
Related to road design?
Right, because they would have charged it to a flood control zone 3 internal order or work order.
Okay, seemed a little strange.
Okay.
We think about that as a reservoir in the water treatment plant, but road design, I can understand if you have roads coming to it.
And they were very minimal. The hours were minimal.
I bet, yeah. The other question had to do, as you know, Avila has CSA 12 has the highest cost per acre foot of water from Lopez. And hopefully it will start going down if we continue to have some savings, but do you have a projection for where we're going on the cost per acre foot and whether or not the savings this year will reflect back into it? I see that the Lopez system to CSA 12 is shown to be about $1,647 per acre foot, which is the highest of all the member agencies. Mm-hmm. So I guess the question is, do you see any reduction this year with the resulting savings that we had, and how are you projecting for future
years?
Yes.
I have their budget with me, and I believe it dropped substantially. I want to say about $50,000 that we're billing back to CSA 12 customers. So there was a reduction.
And that's divided by 312 acre feet or so?
I think it's 339.
40, yeah, something like that.
So I do have.
can't do the math in my head, but it sounds like a $200 per acre foot reduction?
I don't think it was, well, you know, I don't have that budget with me. I'm sorry, I thought I had it. I have last year's numbers, but I don't have the budget with me. But it did go down. CSA 12 did go down. Because of the credit that for 11-12, we have to add that in.
Right.
So
all of us are entering budget season.
$7.
$167?
Wow.
Thank you. For doing our budget, and we're entering, like I said, we're doing our preliminary budgets now. When will you have a cost per acre foot that we can utilize, and what will you be doing in the way of providing a projection for future years?
I'm going to work on that this week, and okay. I'll hopefully have the numbers by the end of the month to Will for his review. And then in April, the first week of April, I'll turn those over to finance committees for each agency.
Okay, that'd be appreciated. Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay, that takes us to future. Do we need to have a motion on this? We do.
Yeah, we're seeking your endorsement of the budget so we can take this to the Board of Supervisors for final approval.
I move endorsement of the 2013-14 budget.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Do you need a roll call on this, John, or just
a voice vote?
Voice
fine.
Vote then. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a lot of work. Future agenda items, John?
I just, right now, I have from Member Wallace the spillway raise. I'm going to discuss that with our staff that represents at the TAC and see if that's something that is ready to be brought forward.
Anybody else want to add something in there? All right.
I think it'd be nice to have a more detailed analysis to us on the progress that H.T. Harvey's making on the water availability analysis, especially as it affects downstream users and the ag interest, because that was a primary concern in some of the earlier discussions as to the inadequacies of the first draft of that. So it'd be nice to...
Are you referring to Stetson? Excuse me, Stetson?
Yeah. Stetson, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, on Stetson's analysis.
And Mark Hutchinson will return when that's ready to be presented to your commission.
Yeah, that's been a concern for us.
And maybe it'd be even helpful to have someone from Stetson here. Do you think that'd be necessary?
I personally don't think so. I think Mark and other folks there have got a pretty good handle on it, but there's been some concern about especially the downstream users, what's in and out, what's repairing water, what's not, and how that translates back to our HCP. And getting that study complete, I think, is a major piece of the work.
Yeah, probably would be helpful to have Mark Hutchinson here to discuss that.
Does he need that to sort of form the project description for the HCP, don't you?
I'm sorry?
I mean, that sort of forms the project description and conservation strategy for the HCP. It's all dependent upon that.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess as the farmer in the group, I can tell you it's hard to understand.
Yeah.
And, you know, we ask questions about it, and they explain it, and it's still hard to understand. It just doesn't look like there's going to be enough water during the time that we have historically used it. So that's our concern. And I thank John for bringing the issue up.
Thanks.
Well, we'll look forward to having Mark here next time, and maybe he can at least field committee member comments if it's not addressed in his report. Any other comments? All right, that takes us to adjournment to our next regular meeting, which is scheduled for Thursday, May 16th at the Pismo Beach City Council Chambers. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
That's a fast one.
Thank you.
Boy, you. Thank you.